Welcome. My name is Katia, and I'm so glad that you've come to spend this next half an hour with me to explore meditation. Certainly for me, it's been an amazing transformational tool. Today, what I'd like to do is possibly come up with a definition together, talk about the benefits, and then actually lead you in a form of classic meditation. And then I'd love to hear from you what your experience has been. But before we go ahead, I'd like you to just close your eyes and tune in. Just make a mental note. Right here, right now, how does your body feel? How do you feel emotionally? And what is your state of mind? Just on a mental note, write down three words, three qualities. Put that note aside, don't lose it, because we'll look at that again. So, I would love to go around the circle and just for each one of you to say your name, and then let me know, what has drawn you to this class? Thank you. Thank you for sharing with me. And as we can all hear, we've all had very, very, very different experiences. Some have found it difficult. Some have already enjoyed meditation. So wherever you are in your journey on discovering meditation, you know, I hope that today can add to the understanding and hopefully the experience of meditation. So meditation is both a state of being and also an action, the action of training your mind. In the state of being, we come to a state of stillness of the mind, calmness, centeredness. But to get there, we need to train the mind to not wander, to come back. Meditation is used in many traditions. I'm sure you've heard of transcendental meditation, Buddhist meditation. In the Hindu system, they have meditation. Christianity uses prayer. But meditation does not belong to any tradition. It's a universal action, a bit like sleep. So anybody can learn it, and there are many paths to learn it. Talking about learning, who here has dedicated time to learn something, a special skill? Thank you. Yes, learning an instrument. That takes dedication, practice, hours. Learning a sport, many repetitions. Even art. And what all of these learning experiences have in common is that we learn to focus. To focus on an external action. So I would say that in that learning, you already have started to meditate. You focused. You are completely single-minded on one action. When we talk about meditation, it's now taking that focus inwards. And as we go inwards, we focus on a tool. It could be the breath, it could be a word that we call mantra. And gradually we learn to still the mind. We learn to observe the mind. And then to keep focusing on our tool. As a natural byproduct, a lot of people notice that they feel more relaxed, they don't feel as stressed. And a huge benefit of meditation is that we cultivate our awareness. We become aware of our thoughts, of our emotions, of this wonderful inner being that has many words and many traditions. Some call it God, some call it Atma, self, higher self, source. Certainly in my experience over the last few years, I've noticed a big change. As I said, for me, meditation has been a transformational tool, where now I've made it a priority. And I start my day with meditation. When I look back, you know, trying to share, well, what has changed for me, what I can notice is that now I start my day with this beautiful inner pillar that's like a, gives me strength, gives me focus. My thoughts are clearer, my emotions are clearer. When I think back, I used to be governed by my emotions. I used to react, I used to feel full of emotions, and that didn't give me an inner clarity. Now I realize that it was clouding my mind and it wasn't allowing me to make beneficial choices. I was in reaction. I was living in reaction. Whereas now I'm glad to say that we're starting the day focusing on the light, focusing on exploring this beautiful inner being. I have a clarity. Clarity in my direction and clarity of also being present. I'm able to really be present with friends, with my family. And it certainly has shown me that I've had a lot of benefits of being present in my work. Being able to hear my patients, be able to hear their bodies. It's a very subtle way of listening. But meditation has taught me to be even stiller, to connect to that stillness when I'm with a patient. And it's quite phenomenal what can transform in that space. So we have two types of meditations. One is called the classic meditation and one is active meditation. And the classic meditation, and that's what today I would like to guide you in, we use a tool. It's just to start training, like I said, it's training the mind. So starting to train the mind to stay focused on one thing. And today what I'd like to use is a word. We also call this word mantra. And the mantra we're going to use today is called Soham. The other type of meditation that I've mentioned is active meditation. So this is where we then choose to focus our thoughts, focus our awareness on actively using the light, actively moving energy, focusing on different parts of our body. So that is another type of meditation that maybe down the track we can explore. So I would like to now guide you and we're going to spend the next 6 to 8 minutes learn how to train our mind. Are you all happy to go along with me on an inner journey? Wonderful. So first of all, I'd like to just stretch and just feel your body, move your spine, move your fingers, your neck. And then just settle. You can stay on your chair or you can choose to take a cushion and settle on the floor. The position in meditation is really important. So let your body settle. Become aware of your contact with the chair or the floor. And then imagine this beautiful string on the top of your head pulling you upwards, elongating your spine, relaxing into that, but also having an upright position. And then close your eyes. Close your eyes, you now bring the focus inwardly. Dad, notice your breath. Don't change the rhythm. Just notice and observe. There's an in-breath and an out-breath without effort. Breathing in and breathing out. As we observe the breath, it slows down naturally. And as the breath slows down, the mind slows down. Now I invite you to combine this beautiful rhythm of breathing in and out with the mantra. As you breathe in, you say internally, silently, so. And as you breathe out, you say hum. Breathing in, so, hum. So, hum. At your own pace. A gentle addition to that wonderful rhythm of the breath. So, hum. It means I am that I am. So, hum. Mantra is a sound. And even though you're not saying it out loud, it still has a vibration. It's a very ancient mantra. So we're using this very beautiful vibration to help us form an anchor. So whenever your mind drifts, starts thinking about what's happened yesterday, maybe what we need to do today. You choose to bring your thoughts back to this wonderful anchor. Without judgment, you've noticed the thought drifting, and you refocus. Go back to the breath, notice the in-breath, the out-breath. So, hum. So, we're now going to spend a few minutes in silence, training our mind to refocus, stay present with the breath and the mantra. So, hum. Breathing in, so, breathing out, hum. hum. So hum. Gradually, I want you to bring the awareness back into the room. Become aware of any other sounds. Feel your body on the chair. I invite you to bring your awareness into your heart. A beautiful space. Few deep breaths in that beautiful space. Let's focus on a sense of gratitude. I am grateful for being alive. I am grateful for this beautiful body that allows me to be present. I am grateful for Mother Nature, for the air that I breathe, the water that nourishes my body, the food. I'm grateful for friends, family, society, humanity. We're all together experiencing an extraordinary time of transformation, and I'm grateful to be alive today and here. I invite you to take a deep breath in. Wiggle fingers and toes. And open your eyes. Welcome back. Remember, I asked you to make a mental note at the very beginning of how your body was, how you were feeling emotionally, and how your state of mind was. Well, just close your eyes again and compare the three words that you'd written down on that mental note. So how's your body feel now? How are your emotions? And how's your mind? What have you noticed? I'd love to hear. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you for fully participating in exploring meditation. Today we've covered a possible definition of meditation, which is a state of being that you've today maybe had a glimpse of. It's definitely patience to train your mind to keep refocusing. And again, today we've explored the tool of a mantra, how to focus the mind. So hum. Hope you've enjoyed the experience and that you now feel that it's actually a simple process that you can take home, and it's most beneficial when you really practice it as often as you can. Ideally, of course, if you can find once a day 5 minutes to still your mind, go inwards, and start training focusing your mind, that's when really you will start feeling the benefits. And at the end, I would like to leave you with some quotes of some teachers of mine, that maybe now you can relate to these quotes differently after your experience of your own meditation. Baba Muktananda said, "We do not meditate to relax a little, experience some peace. We meditate to unfold our inner being." In the words of Jesus, "The kingdom of God is within." And Our Holiness Sai Ma says, "Meditation is a moment when you enter your own being, your own inner heart." So I invite you to go home and explore and spend time in this beautiful space of your inner heart. Thank you very much. And I shall see you next week.